Easter morning. 7:22 a.m. on Tuesday, August the 18th, 2015. It's chilly out here this morning. I wore an extra shirt. I wore my heavy denim shirt. And I'm glad I did, because the thermometer outside my house is like 52. The official temperature for Greeley is 48. It's it's going to be a very pleasant day. It's going to be a very nice day in terms of temperature. Yesterday, the temps got up to the... I think it got to 80. I don't think it got much beyond that. And then we had, because there was so much instability in the atmosphere because of the temperature fluctuation, we had thunder showers for like 4 hours. One after the other, after the other, after the other. We didn't have any tornadoes. There was a tornado warning for us yesterday, but nothing appeared here. There were tornadoes around, but not here. So, yes. This is August 18th. Still summer here in the High Plains. Late summer, but still summer. We'll be back up in the 90s before the snow flies. That sounds so funny. We'll be up in the 90s before the snow flies. But we've literally had days where it snowed one day and was 80 degrees the next. The snow didn't last very long, of course. So, let's see. Where are we? The book. Yesterday was 14 days in a row of 5K. The book has just gone over 85,000 words. The ending I had sort of been writing toward seems like a long way away. So I have a feeling that I'm going to shift the the focus of this book and pull it in a little bit, and then start the next book a little bit later, a little bit earlier as well. I don't know. I don't know where I am on it. I tell you the truth. I really, of course, that's pretty normal. I don't know where I am on it. Being not knowing is pretty normal, and we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to need some serious and honest feedback on this one, because my beta reader is coming through slowly and very positive. Not my beta, my alpha reader is coming through very positive, very slowly, and it's difficult to be an alpha reader because you don't have any idea what's coming next. All you can look at is what's happened, and is it consistent? Is it consistent with the character? Is it consistent as it goes along? Good morning. Is it, does it have at least a rough sense of continuity from where you began to where you are? So alpha reader is a tough spot. It's beta readers will be the ones who tell me, "Oh yeah," or "Really? You went there?" There are places in this book where I'm asking myself, "Really? You went there?" But as the story's unfolded, there have been some problems. I didn't, you know, because I'm a discovery writer, I'm a pantser, I sort of write to see what's going to happen next, and the story took a couple of odd turns. And a couple of things that I probably should have anticipated but didn't. So there's this this sense that I have of, okay, really? Really? So I've gone through and I generally start my day by my writing day by going back through and checking the last few paragraphs to see what did I have in mind, where was I going. I've gone back through and read some pieces because I had to remember what I'd written 2 weeks ago. Oh yes, that's right. That's about my book. Okay, fine. So and things are going way too smoothly for Ishmael and Pip. I'm not 100% comfortable with just how smoothly. A little bit more struggle might be appropriate. I'm not sure where I would put it in or how that would be presented. So I'm taking my own advice here and not worrying too much about fixing something that may not survive the second draft. I really need to get to the end and see if I have a story, and if not, do I need to adjust something. The last 24 hours or so have been looking at keywords. For a long time, in fact, pretty much as long as I've been doing this, I've been taking a lot of abuse, taking a lot of abuse is too strong a word. I've been getting a lot of quiet, you really could be doing better with your marketing nudges. And part of me is like, well, I'm selling 40 books a day, down from 50. That should change once I get the next book out. It'll particularly change if I start releasing a book several times a year, assuming that I can. Assuming I can find stories that are interesting for me to write. Because if they're not interesting for me to write, then I'm not going to write them. It's not really a question of whether or not readers would find them interesting. It's that I have to find them interesting, or I just can't sit there day after day after day after day like I have for the last couple of weeks and grind out 5K of words that I'm excited about, that I'm interested in, that are fun to read for me. So there's that. But I think the next six books are going to be fun. I'm getting a lot of concern that Tara Lee mentioned way back in the beginning about taking it too dark, making it too much like everything else. And I will confess, that was a concern of mine. And maybe it will, maybe it won't, but this first book of the new series is anything but dark. There are hints of darkness. There's some hints of things that might be untoward. But so far there's just largely hints of things. They're just hints. The story itself is probably much more like, oh, that was nice of you to dog up your dog poop, bag up your dog poop and leave the bag on the sidewalk. They're much more like the original stories, the original three share series, with Pip and Ishmael playing off each other. These two make such a nice pair. They remind me a lot of Tanith and Gertie. where Tenneth and Rebecca were sort of forced together by circumstance. They were comfortable traveling companions, but the differences in age had them relating to each other somewhat differently. Now, Ishmael and Pip were within a year of each other in terms of age. They both went to the academy. Pip's experience as a kid on a ship is very different than Ishmael's experience as a kid on a campus. So there's a byplay, there's a repartee there that I think I really like. And I don't know if Pip is going to stay past these next three books or not. But I'm sort of... If he does, I have to give Ishmael a new monk post. I have to give Ishmael a new sidekick, a new companion. I know who it's going to be. I know who the new companion is going to be. And the question is whether or not I'm going to manage to maintain Pip in the mix. It's entirely possible. It is entirely possible. There's some interesting potential stories there for beyond the next six. Beyond the blue horizon. I'm looking at keywords. I'm already in the categories that matter. So there are keywords that correspond to Amazon categories, and that's good. But none of them apply to me because I don't have AI, I don't have war, I don't have... none of the share books have anything to do with Galactic Marines. They have something to do with corporations only because Ishmael flies for them, and eventually forms one of his own. I'm trying to find keywords that are in use in Amazon that other people have used and that point to books that are at least roughly in the same universe. There are a couple that people have suggested that take me to places I don't really want to go. I may do it anyway, just because people who don't want to see that stuff might still want to see books that have... the one I think of is Coming of Age. That have science fiction elements that are not paranormal BBW werebear shifter menage. Talk about your keyword stuffing. Holy crap. But that's why those books work, because any one of those is enough to trigger a reader who is interested in that kind of reading. I'm not judging the reading or the reader. It's just, I'm trying to think of it. Okay, if I'm sitting at home and I'm looking for a book to read that I probably should put in Heinlein. It seems a little arrogant, but if I'm looking for a book that reads sort of like Heinlein, what do I put in for keywords? What do I put in the search bar on Amazon under ebook? What do I put in there? Heinlein would probably be a good one. Assumes people can spell it, because I'm not sure I can. I think it's E-I-E-I-O. But part of me is like, this sort of flies in the face of my basic marketing social media philosophy, which is, in social media, the only people who should hear from me are the people who are looking for me, not people who are looking for somebody like me, but who are looking for me. Because if they're looking for me, then having having them stumble on my messages means they're going to be interested in what I have to say because they were looking for me. If they're looking for Heinlein and they come across me, my messages are not necessarily going to be the ones they're looking for, which means it's not necessarily where I want to go. But Amazon is a search engine. As much as it is a commercial platform, it's a search engine for people who are looking for books. And so from that perspective, it's and even though they have a social aspect, it's not a social media channel per se. There's aspects of it that are social, but it's not, it's basically it's a storefront. Yeah, they call themselves publishers, they call themselves a lot of things, but basically it's a storefront. They're distributors. They buy from here, they sell to there. And my books are all there on consignment, basically, is how this works. We sell them, and they take their cut, I take my cut, we're all happy, we all walk away. So I've got a couple that are that have come from the Facebook group. Thanks, guys. Those of you who are here, I think Frankie is here listening. Good morning, Frankie Gooch. I've been pronouncing it Frankie Gouge, and it's not. It's spelled Gouge, but it's apparently pronounced Gooch, which makes sense. It makes a great deal of sense. And I made a law firm, Singer and Gooch. I'll change it if either of those two gentlemen want me to. It was fun. The boys met with Barry Singer, who is helping them overcome a permit problem with the Orbital Management Office. That was fun. So yeah, I'm having fun with the book. I'm looking at keywords. Yeah, I figure if I can get people to read quarter share, find quarter share and read it, then that has some significant carry through. So I'm playing with keywords just for quarter share at the moment. I'm not sure that's the right approach. So what I'm taking for the moment, we'll see how it works out. There's also a lot of conversation around the back channels about Nook being pointless and Kobo having problems. I really want to stay on Kobo. I'll stay on Nook just because it doesn't cost me anything to stay there. But the hand-wringing is really on the wall. That's not... Nook is probably not going to be around as a marketplace for very long. They're not selling very many books. Even their best sellers aren't selling very many books. And they have to make it on volume. Good morning. If they don't have sufficient volume to support their operation, then they can't keep their operation going. And they can do a lot with indies, but they're not particularly indie friendly. It's very difficult to get traction on Nook. And a lot of the previously more open players in the field have started pulling their books back. I'm still not convinced Kindle Unlimited is the right answer. There's a couple of problems wrong. There's a couple of things wrong with it. If you get a book through KU, if you borrow my book through KU because you have Amazon Prime and you pay the $9.95, whatever criteria, you pay the $9, $10, you can get unlimited books that are listed on Kindle Unlimited for the month. And Amazon will pay the author for the pages of their books that have been read. And it's about a half, maybe 0.6 cents right now. But it's a fixed pool, And the pool is fixed at the beginning of the month. So they're betting that the number of people who read pages is going to be, you know, something within a given range. And they have the data to support it. So I'm pretty sure they know exactly how many pages in aggregate are going to be read. And that's just a matter of divvying the pool up on a proportion basis to whose book got read the most and whose book got read second, et cetera, et cetera. And taking the number of pages that they got read and multiplying it times half a penny, and then paying them. And for some people, that has worked out really well. For other people, it hasn't worked out so well. People who have been relying on the 10% read to get paid for a whole book when all the readers ever did was open it to the title page. It's an interesting question is whether or not it's actually worth it to do. Now, for me, the thing is that I'm growing slowly, very, 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 very slowly on Kobo. If I wasn't listed on Kobo, I wouldn't be growing at all. So the cost of being in Kobo is the opportunity cost of being in Amazon only and Select. But the problem with Select is that it also rules out the opportunity for me to put the books on my own website. I'm not doing that at the moment, but if things get sticky with Amazon, I really like to have the wherewithal to do that. And while Select is only 90 days now, I'm not willing to go all in just yet. That may be a mistake. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see if we can get some traction with keywords and see if it makes any kind of difference. Honestly, I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference. But I've got a good baseline of data at the moment, so I can tell if it's going to make a difference or not. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. Hopefully it'll be 5,000 words between now and then. But tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.